Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good weekend, good morning, and welcome to the weekend edition of Community Focus. It's heard on our Odyssey stations. 2024, of course, is in full gear, and so are members of our Community Focus family. Now, some voices, because there's a lot of us here today, and I love it. I always love great company, and especially with you, radio family, thank you for tuning in. Yours truly, Renee Vaughn, and this lady I have not talked to in quite a while. I am so happy as I look across the studio and see her beautiful, smiling Aww. Face. She has always been a part of the Community Focus family. She's just been uber busy.
Yes.
I cannot wait to get caught up with you, Chandra Cagle. With PYT,
yes,
Positive Youth Together.
Yes.
Now, some of you radio family probably remember Chandra and I had several conversations mm-hmm. over the years in talking about an organization which is comprised of young people that use their creative energies and ideas to bring positive messages to other young people. And it's through so many means, whether it's through video, through music, through plays, through productions. Mm-hmm. If anybody knows how to bring that message of positivity, it is PYT. Chandra Cagle, first of all, girl, you're looking good in 2024. How you been?
Thanks, Renee. Oh, gosh, that's a great way to start out my new year.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, I am so glad to be here because you're right. We started our journey, PYT, Positive Youth Together, and then it evolved when we got a few years back now, about 2014 to be exact.
Right.
And it evolved to the TV show.
Exactly.
Say the night.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are evolving one more again, Renee. Whereas now from Stay the Night, which we've done our first two episodes very successfully, we were literally, and ABC called us and said, what are you doing? We
wow.
were beating out Family Feud every Saturday night. Every Saturday night.
Wow.
No kidding.
And I won't tell Steve Harvey.
Can't
I
tell
promise.
Steve because I'm such a fan of Steve. So, Steve, we still love
right.
you. But when
well,
I say, and that was for season one and
yeah.
two. So, wow. So, we're coming back now for season three. And now
Excellent.
It's evolved again to Stay the Night on the air. Now, the billionaire character and the multimillionaire character mm-hmm. have purchased a TV station.
Wow.
So now we've gone from the bed and breakfast, darling.
Yes.
Over. We just went across town. We're still in our still fictional
right.
town of Greenwind Point.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're all over helping get ready, helping Mr. Garter's character. You get to talk to him
yes.
soon.
Yes.
So we're helping him get ready for the grand opening of the TV.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, the one thing, and I don't think we've ever had this particular discussion about mm-hmm. this, when we talk about how this wonderful creation has evolved. Mm-hmm. It reminds me a lot of when you're doing storytelling. You remember back in the day, we all used to watch soap operas.
Yes.
It all had a storyline, and then you'd have the cliffhanger, and then, you know, something dramatic happened that you wasn't expecting to happen.
Oh, yes.
And that's what you get with something when you watch such a fabulous production as Stay the Night. But we have a treat for you, Radio Family, because Chandra and I are not the only ones. I just mentioned earlier, I kind of gave it away. We have a studio room.
Yes, we do.
Full of individuals. Yes. In fact, we have members of some of the cast.
Yes, we do.
Joining us here. So, Chandra, I want you to do the honors, and we're going to go around the table, so to speak,
and
kind of get to meet and know and sort of reintroduce for those who may be new to our public affairs program, introduce some of the cast this morning.
I would love to. We're going to start out with Ms. Witt, played by Diane.
Yes.
Hooker.
Farrar.
That's right. Oh, gosh, I'm still doing the old name. That's right. Diane Farrar. I have to be very careful because she is so wonderfully married.
Woo! Yo, congratulations.
Yes. And then there's Chris. Just say good morning. Say good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
All good
right,
morning,
we'll come
Diane.
Back to you in just a second. Then we'll move right over here to Christian. Is the character on the show. And he's played by Jonathan Perry out of Durham, North Carolina. Say good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
All right, and then, oh, Lord, none of
them.
Oh, Jesus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Come on, anime. Everybody is going to remember her. Played by none other than Danielle
Anderson.
Hello, Danielle. Yes.
And then, oh, my God.
Last but by
our
no means
backbone
least.
Is Mr. Garter, played by Johnny McNeil.
Hello, everyone.
You listen to that bass.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
So very much an integral part of the show. Let me just ask the cast in general, what is it like working with someone so energetic and so bubbly as one Chandra Cagle we talk about a series like Stay the Night?
It's a lot of fun. She's very, very exuberant. She's bubbly and you know.
And that's like 24/7, isn't it?
Yes. You come in and you may not be feeling your absolute best.
Right.
But she, through her bubbly jumping around and everything,
absolutely,
it helps us to, you know, calm down and be ready for
it. That's excellent because it makes me think, guys, that when you go through the rehearsal process and you're learning your lines and you're making each other feel comfortable, eventually you become a real life family. Both
we
on
are.
The series
we
as well as on.
We are truly a real family.
Excellent, yes. Excellent. Now, Chandra, let me ask you this before we go to break. How did you put together this ensemble cast?
Ooh, I'm going to tell you. A whole lot of prayer.
What's the backstory?
We did a really cool, we did some wonderful recruiting. We did a calls, you know, for folks to come out and try out for the roles. But it's so funny because every time when they would come in, because we had, I know, at least 100 people.
Wow.
Come to the
audition.
First call. Mm-hmm, yeah. To the first one. That's just the first one.
Wow.
But everyone who is a character now, especially original, we have some new wonderful people we're introducing this coming season.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about then. When they walked in, I said, that's Mrs. Witt. That is Mr. Gar. Because the whole thing is, in all honesty, is when I wrote each character, there's a purpose why they exist.
Yeah.
Mrs. Witt is the wisdom. For the ladies,
nice.
Grandma is the hardcore wisdom about the goodness of the Lord, and she's the old school, not going to take any mess, and we're not being politically correct in your feelings. You need to straighten up. Put that skirt on, girl. Put the skirt on down to them knees. She's just going to tell
you. Keep them in check.
She's going to do it.
That's right. Yes.
With no apology.
That's right, girl.
That's it. She gives no apology, and you need that. You need that sprinkled
sometimes
in.
You do, yes.
So then we have Christian, who brings in the innocence of someone who has been hadn't had a whole lot of exposure to a lot of the popular things in society, because he's really been kind of spoiled, protected, what have you, and sheltered. Yeah, and he's been on the mission fields in Africa, and he comes in, and he's just doesn't know. And so we get to see how he, as a very young and handsome young man, has to navigate that. Then, last but not least, Mr. Garter, he guards us.
Yeah,
he literally is our Martin Luther King.
Yes.
So all of that has a purpose. So now you guys can talk about the characters.
Absolutely. In fact, that is a great way to bring the first half of this program to a close. Because as they say in the business, you know this, guys, we got to pay a few bills around
here. That's right.
We'll have a lot more time in the second half of the show, because I really do want to go into depth with the individual characters, how you guys make the necessary adjustments to become that character. I know you sometimes have to separate real life from what you do on the stage, but also at the same time, you probably find a lot of similarities in the characters that you play. Good. So we're going to talk about, we got so much good stuff.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
I'm thankful we have a part two of this program.
Yes.
So radio family, it's great to have your company, and it's so good to have all these beautiful, handsome, smiling faces with me, Renee Vaughn, here in the studio. The cast of Stay the Night is with me, Renee Vaughn, and with you as you're listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus here in our Odyssey stations, and we will be back right after this break. Good morning and happy weekend, radio family. Good to be back with you. Glad to have you back. The weekend edition of Community Focus is heard on our Odyssey stations. Another exciting conversation to get underway here with me, Renee Vaughn. And do I have a treat for us, radio family? Thanking you so much. This is a great opportunity as we are still in the early throes, if you will, of 2024 to welcome back a member of our Community Focus family. Now, she may be new for some of you, but for others, when I mention the name Chandra Cagle, some of you are likely familiar with the early days of Positive Youth Together. Again, this is an organization, and still is, of young folk using their creative energies and ideas, not only bringing positive messages out to other young people, But what PYT has evolved into is what we're really going to focus on, our radio family. Chandra, good morning once again, and welcome to the program.
Great morning, Renee. So glad to be here.
It's
back with family.
I know, absolutely. And you've been part of the Now Odyssey family. How long have you and I personally been together?
It's been years.
Time.
I mean, we might be talking a decade.
At least.
So you are nothing more than my big sis.
Oh, thank you very much.
To kick me around anytime. You're my big sis.
No, I'm just going to give you hugs and kisses.
I love that much more.
And love the fact that we do have members of the series Stay the Night.
Yes.
Cast members joining us here on the show, and this will really give, for those who have not had an opportunity to watch this series, which can be seen on one of our local television stations,
yes.
an opportunity to get to know some of the characters and really encourage people to support what this series is really
all about. We want you to be there.
Yeah, so let's, shall we say, reintroduce everybody.
Yes.
Character name will be fine.
Yes.
If you want to do it that way.
It works for me.
And then we'll just do a breakdown of each character.
Okay, great. We have Mrs. Witt here. She is the wisdom, once again, of the show. Then we have Christian, who actually comes in and lets us see the perspective from a very young and maybe sheltered, I like that word, young man. Mm-hmm. Then we have good old seasoned, good old fashioned. Don't play that. Grandma Adame, yeah. And then we have our garter, our protector, our answer to the Martin Luther King, yeah. beautiful protection and guidance in our character, Mr. Garter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, before we get to the breakdown of everybody's character, Chandra, I just wanted to, and everyone else, feel free for any additional thoughts on this. Where and when can we, as a radio family, catch the series Stay Tonight?
Love it. We are going to be on ABC. It will be Saturday nights from 7:30 p.m.
Okay.
to 8 o'clock p.m. every Saturday night. We're going to be starting, I would say, because we've had a couple of things that we needed to take care of,
right.
housekeeping things.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the first weekend in March.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which will be just around the corner.
Right,
we know
around
how
the corner. We're already into the middle of January.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now let's go ahead. Let's go in the order that you introduced everybody.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about
yes.
your characters.
Okay. Come on, Ms. Witt. Talk about it.
I'm Diane Farrar, and I am Ms. Witt. And Ms. Witt is normally she's the nice, calm.
Yeah.
Keep everything in order kind of person. Let's not get all riled up.
Right, right.
Except this time, Miss Witt shows she's got some spunk.
That's right. And
she's going to show her spunk off this time.
What do you like most about playing this character, Diane?
It's close to me
and
some of my family members. You know, don't get too riled up about stuff.
Yeah.
That's her character.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't get too riled up about stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff hurts your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
So many parallels
yes.
to what you deal
yes.
with in everyday life.
Yes.
Fantastic. All right. And who do we have next? I think we have one, Mr. Jonathan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I'm Jonathan Perry, and I play the role of Christian.
Yes.
And he's a good guy. He's loving, caring. And he loves everybody that's a part of him as a family. And his big thing is that he's falling for Cha-Cha, his best friend. He's really falling in love with her.
Oh, okay. So we got a little love story going on here. Now, a side note, because Jonathan, you've practically grown up with this series. And you've known Ms. Chandra for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you are, of course, you what we call a homeboy. You just right up the road in Durham.
Right. Nice.
And, of course, come on, Miss Danielle, your character.
Oh, Grandma.
Grandma.
Yes, I'm Danielle Anderson, but I am 200 Grandma Adame. Don't get it twisted. Now, don't think you're going to come up in here and act crazy, because I'm going to put you in your place. I'm going to let you know in a nice way, baby, don't do that.
Right.
Get your life together. But Adame, I have truly been Adame since... Mm-hmm. I was 18 years old.
Wow.
And I became Adame. It's a long story.
Long story.
Long story. I was in a contest, a Halloween contest,
mm-hmm.
and Adame won.
Oh,
but
okay.
See, what Adame really was, mm-hmm. I lived with her all my life, my grandma.
Oh, wow.
So I get to keep, even though she's gone.
Yeah, the memory of her.
Keep her alive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anytime you see Grandma Ida Mae, y'all know that's Beonie Anderson. And she would beat you back.
And you would be the chief reason I would want her. Just to see her. I love it. Well done. Now, we were just kind of talking about this as an aside. I kind of wanted to bring this into the conversation, that this isn't the only character you've had the opportunity to play.
Right.
Yeah.
The first and second season, I was three yes. characters.
Wow. Yes. Nice.
I was Ida Mae, but then again, I was Laura.
Oh,
and
wow.
then I became Chrissy.
You know, yeah. I love this because this reminds me of, now some of y'all might be a little too young to remember this, but once upon a time, what we call old-timey radio, where we used to do serials and like shows from back in the day. We used to do those old radio shows. That's what this kind of reminds me of, so I love it. Now look, we saved the best for last.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we did in one. Johnny, and Johnny, tell us a little bit about your character.
Well, Mr. Garter, as you can see, you got a range of characters. And so he got to throw the rope out there to kind of keep them all corralled, sort of, and remind everybody that everything's going to be all right.
Yes.
And the thing about this particular season of the show is that he also shows that not only does he do that, but he does it in sort of any way he can, maybe.
Oh.
Just to throw a bone out there a little bit.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. What do you enjoy most about playing this character? What similarities from your real life do you take from this gentleman?
Well, to be honest with you, a lot of this is me. You know, I do it on kind of in real life in kind of a low-key type of way, but I feel like that I want to help every and anybody that I can, any way that I can, because it's, you know, sometimes it's not always just that simple in real life. But I see the similarities in that in this character.
Now, this is human, my friend. I love you for this, brother. When did you realize or you developed that robust voice?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've been doing theater for quite a while. And, you know, people used to say, you got a great voice. But in my ear, I never heard it that way. Only probably recently in the last couple of years that I realized that I do have a pretty powerful voice. And be honest with you, I didn't know how to think about it. I really didn't know how to think about it. But, you know, doing something like this show and everything, it makes me feel good when people come up and say, man, that voice.
Right.
We love that voice. So, you know, I say, well, okay, well, that's at least one thing that somebody can love about me then. So.
Among so many others, Johnny. But you know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. So now going forward, like you said, when someone comes up to you, you look at it as a gift.
Yes.
And the fact that it's a role for each of you that's going to be memorable for audience members as they watch the show and can say, in a sense, I can relate to that particular person or that character because a lot of what they're dealing with, I'm dealing with. Absolutely. So it makes it so relatable. And that's got to be what your mission has been from the jump.
It has been. It has been to make sure that characters can benefit from, relate to, obviously, and benefit by learning from the characters. If we're doing that, then we're doing the mission of it. And I did forget to share something very exciting. I don't want to cheat the audience.
Okay.
Not only are we going to be on ABC again on Saturday nights, but we are going to be streaming on Hulu now. We've done so well in the past two seasons that they let us know, hey, you guys are at the level. Look, we're putting you on Hulu too. We're excited.
That has to be huge because especially with the subject matter that you deal with. How do you come up, especially when there's so much going on in the headlines right now, Chandra? And I know that there's a lot that's going on in the world that you want to pin to make a part of the show so that you can make it as realistic as possible.
We definitely do. We get a chance to talk about those hot buttons.
Yeah.
And we can say it through a voice like, okay, if we want to say something that's more like, okay, you guys know better and this should be the focus and not these things.
Right.
We got the perfect voice in grandma.
Absolutely.
If we need to say something that maybe needs a softer touch, but it needs to be a very good teaching moment for young women, young ladies, we have Mrs. Wiswas. If we have something that protects us in terms of a community, in terms of police brutality or those harder hitting subjects, we've got the perfect voice for it in Mr. Garter. If we have something where we want to say, okay, we want to be able to dig into this, so we need a voice that can say, well, I just don't understand that. I don't get that. How could that happen? Then I have the perfect voice in Christian. And then it opens up the story so we can start talking.
Absolutely.
He can hear different perspectives from those different voices of how this can happen or why it should happen or why, you know, whatever needs to be said. We have the voices strategically placed.
And I love that because that's absolutely what I was going to ask. How did you know? You're picking my brain, Mama. You really are. Because I was going to ask each of you, when you typically sit down at the table to rehearse or to go over a particular scene, and it's time to have those crucial topics, that subject matter, you know, how do you all relate to one another? What is going on around you and what's going on in the world around you?
That is such a good question. Do you all want to answer that? Or do you want me? Okay.
Yeah, we'll,
Grandma.
That's
ahead,
right.
Grandma, that's what I am.
Wisdom in the house, ladies and gentlemen. That's right.
And it's like God gives you a second chance with things because I am now raising my three grandbabies.
Wow.
So I am able to pour back into them.
Exactly.
Some of the things that I was not able to pour into my own children.
Right. Wow.
So
wow.
Just seeing some of the things on the show does prompt, you know what, I might need to go talk to them about that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I might better safeguard them in this area so that they don't, you know, have to be in a place where my children may be now. Because like I said, as a mother, there's certain things we don't know that the grandmother knows.
And there's so and you know, a lot of times too, Danielle, when things get a little heavy, that's a great outlet with which, especially when you're amongst each other, and emotions can get, you know, they can get a little, what's the word? Sometimes I get a little heated. Sometimes we get a little angry about things. But, you know, I come from a time, and speaking of grandmothers, I love and miss mine too, because there was always that time where when I was feeling agitated like that, all I had to do was sit down and just engage in conversation with her. Listen to her words of wisdom and let it sink not only here, but especially here.
Yes.
And I think a lot of us do that amongst each other with our own children and our own grandchildren. So it's very relatable. You guys must really have a good time because just looking at you, how well you all enjoy working with one another.
Well, Rita, I want to share this regarding your question, which is a powerful question that you posed to us here. When we are now, the difference between season one and season two, we are really anticipating how the audience is going to take it. Directly relates to what you've asked us.
Wow.
Okay.
Great.
When we actually go into a challenge, we now have a way that the storyline does something that really no one else has done before, not that I've seen anyway, where it'll say, well, okay, whoa, you know, it'll highlight this moment. Okay, what are you going to do here? What are you going to do? It's kind of like it goes beep, 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 you know, what are you going to do? And it highlights for the audience very clearly, this is a moment where you got to make a choice.
Right.
What will you choose?
Yeah.
And it becomes, it's just so uniquely done. It's so creatively done. However, it's going to bring everybody to the point, even if you're just watching it for just entertainment value.
Right.
You
right.
know, okay, this is a point I need to think about.
Yeah.
What is happening right here? What would I do if I had this choice to make? Blah, 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 blah. And the choice may be one that Christian's making from a real innocent, not knowing, naive. We'll say naive.
Right.
That's probably the best word for Christian's character, Christian as a character. And then, you know, what would be the choice that Mr. Garter should make when you're talking about someone who has wisdom, but he's going to have some tough decisions
to make.
Exactly. Right. Straight out the gate in the first show.
But you know what the coincidence of that is? Because in listening to you explain that so beautifully, it reminds me that even when you are having an episode that's based on a very hot topic mm-hmm. or strong subject, mm-hmm. you're not necessarily always going to have a solution within a 30-minute program.
Thank you.
You have what they call a cliffhanger.
Yes.
It's going to carry over into the next episode yes. to hopefully stress to the audience that as we watch, we're going to anticipate and probably think, okay, how would I react? Uh-huh. What decision would I make? Or how would I do it if that were me? And then you come back next week and then you see the end result, or it could get stretched even further. You just don't know.
Beautiful, because that's exactly what we're doing. We're cliffhanging, folks.
Yes,
and even the cast, when we were actually coming today, mm-hmm. we're saying, okay, now, what about this part, Ms. Cagle? What's going to mm-hmm. happen here? I'm not going to tell. I'm not going to do it. They have to wait,
right,
too.
Right.
But that's how good it is. They have to wait, too. That's how good it is. It's so engaging
Absolutely.
In that respect that we're talking about, that even the cast mm-hmm. is waiting to find out what they're like, what are you going to have that script ready? When are we getting it? That's right. That's right.
So how does that make you guys personally feel when you do get the script and yet you're still anticipating what is going to happen next? How do you continue to build that enthusiasm?
I get excited. Mm-hmm. As Ms. Witt, you know, she's always like the calm and, you know, let's not get riled up about it.
Right.
I want to see, you know, what's going to happen next. Okay. Yeah. Is Ms. Witt.
She's a visual person.
That's Ida May. That's Ida May. But I want to see, one thing I wanted to see the most was, is Miss Witt going to stay nice and sweet and calm?
Yeah.
Or is she ever going to, because in real life, even the nicest, sweetest grandma mm-hmm. got upset.
Oh, yeah.
So
we all have
is
Miss
Witt going to ever get upset? And boy, right. does she get upset.
Yeah, we allow her to.
She,
and the thing is, you don't know when. It's like switching that light.
Yes.
That switch off and on.
And it does. The point where Miss Witt gets upset is like she's talking, and turns around and boom.
Yes.
It just blows up. So she's going to blow a fuse.
And I can imagine myself as a viewer just looking like, wait a minute, I was not expecting that.
No, they say, she's the nice, sweet
she's
one.
The nice what one. Happened?
Even the nice, sweet ones get upset.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. What other types of fun in terms of the rehearsal process do you guys enjoy the most when you're getting together as a cast? What'd you say?
Laughing and joking.
Yeah.
Laughing.
Yeah.
Finding out what's going on in everybody's life. What's going on? What are you doing? You know,
Absolutely.
That kind of thing. Because like you say, we're like family.
Right.
And we truly are. Most of us have been here since the very beginning.
Wow.
You know,
I briefly,
when we did the auditions,
mm-hmm.
I went in for an audition, and I hadn't auditioned like that before. And so the young lady that was playing, she wasn't even Chrissy at the time. She was auditioning for another role.
Okay.
And I read my part, and I was talking to her, and I got emotional. I wanted to cry. I said, I feel like I want to reach down there and grab her.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, That's it. That was it.
Right,
and that's how I got that part.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So you have practically grown up with each other and around each other as a family.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this in terms of not just with Stay the Night, but with PYT, you're still encouraging young individuals.
All the time.
And we have definitely a young listening audience along with, I should say.
Sure.
Our adult listeners. Mm-hmm. But for kids who would like to learn more about either PYT or how to become a part of Stay the Night,
mm-hmm.
what can they do to reach out to you?
Ooh, two things.
Okay.
One, we make sure that our storylines are still very much learning, teachable moments, character educating moments for them. It's a family show. Now, I will say we're going to go there, but we go there in a way that truly you can sit there with your 11-year-old, your 8-year-old, your 24-year-old.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to get it. That's number one. Number two, what does the PYT side has now morphed into a company. Basically, or no, it's still a nonprofit, but it's more of a service, I guess I should say. It's the program now actually does provide services that help families with children in the area of transportation, in the area of housing. I mean, we are really doing it. So if you I'll give you a phone number. You call us. But it also does it in daycare, college, all the way up through high school, from daycare to high school, then picks up with college, and medical. So we here's the notion, if you will, which is built out of PYT, of course. Yeah. The notion is if we can have all of those facets surrounding a child in place and strong, that child's going to have the best possible life outcomes. Yeah. That's it. So that is why they can dial. Get ready. Here it is. Here it is. They call 336-897-3008, and we will get that done for you.
All right. Repeat it one more time.
336-897-3008, and we will get that done for your family because we love the children. Oh, yes.
And love you guys for being on the program. Are there any closing thoughts or comments anybody would like to make? You want to give a shout-out to anybody?
Yeah, any shout-outs,
you might be listening.
I'll go
you want to say hello to.
Go
gonna give
I
you
give a shout-out to my wonderful husband and my family. My husband is Reverend Anthony Farrar. Yay. And my son and daughter, Kara and Marcus, and then Jenny and Paul and Leah and Mark.
Wonderful. Now, you tell them, you tell them mama's going to be on the radio.
Look, I told them today.
Today? It's okay. It still counts. It still counts.
I want to give a shout out to all the fans, followers, and supporters. And I hope y'all enjoy season 3. We're going to do our best to give y'all what y'all like.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Come on, Grandma.
Come on, Grandma.
All I'm going to say is, y'all remember Grandma Ida May, because you know what? Grandma got eyes in the back of her head, and she watching everything you do.
Love it.
I have to say this first. You know, we've talked a lot about that the stay tonight is like a family.
It is.
I've been through some things in the last few months that absolutely proves that we are family.
Absolutely.
And I mean, it is just absolutely lovely. Mm-hmm. And I can't really even express the feeling of that, but you got to know it's real. And I'd like to give a shout out to my oldest son, Chris,
yes,
to my youngest son, Brian, to my middle son, James, and to my wife, Ellen.
Oh, wonderful. I love that. I love that. And I'll go last.
Okay.
I'll go last. I want to thank everybody who has supported us. I mean, the things that people have done, they have bent over backwards. State of North Carolina, you guys have been amazing. Dillard's, what more can I say? Y'all have been just unbelievable. Mechanics and Farmers Bank. I have to say to the churches that are represented by the cast that are actually going to get involved and do some fun things with us too, and some serious things. Then I just got to say hello to my grandma. Hey, Grandma, we've been talking about grandmas this morning.
Right.
I promised I would do that. She's going to get me if I don't. And I just want to thank my cast.
Yes.
My God. When he just shared that we are a family, I mean, it's so far beyond just rehearsing and seeing each other on season on. We are together season off. It's just, I mean, we are praying for each other. We are supporting each other. We are loving each other. We get mad and frustrated with each other. Sometimes Uncle Grip just get on my last nerve, but just like family,
but
still
right? Love him though,
we're going to keep him and love him because we love
him.
And gosh, I wish he could have been here this morning. But when I say that, it's been great. And one of our greatest and most long-term supporters, because the people I just mentioned have been wonderful concerning our upcoming season. But I got to thank somebody who's been there with me from the beginning, even before Stay the Night on the Air, which is what the new season is called, Stay the Night on the Air. And that is Renee Vaughn.
Oh. Yay. Now, I was not expecting that, Radio Family.
That's right.
I was not made aware before, during, or even now.
No way. I slipped that one in.
Oh, thank you, God. Yes, you did, girl. Yes, you did. You know what? Let me just say, speaking of family, and that's why I reference our listeners as Radio Family, because I've been doing this for a while. And I just feel that this is the highlight of what I do for a living in radio, is that it puts me in kind. Girl, you're going to make me cry. You really are. Serious. But no, this is what I love most about my job.
Love it.
Is that it puts me in contact with family, like each and every one of you.
Yes.
Love you all as I reach across, grab everybody's hand. And just thank you guys for doing what you're doing. This is one of the highlights especially in hosting a public affairs program, is because it does allow, as much as I love the music and the entertainment and everything else that goes with being a radio DJ, the highlight is having programs like this that connect us as a family and really as a community. Mm-hmm. And I'm so appreciative of a program like this because it allows our listeners to know that there are great folk like you who are doing good things in our community. That's been the motto of this program from day one. And I just wanted to say thank you for helping me to reemphasize that. I'm sorry if I'm losing my voice. I'm getting emotional and excited all at the same time. And I don't know if that typically happens with radio show hosts, but it does for me because this is why I do what I do for a living and why I love it so much. And you guys just helped me love it even more.
Yay!
So thank you, family. Thank you, radio family. Yes. And I know there are many more of you who are listening to this program who are also doing some awesome, amazing, fantastic things in our communities. The year is still young, 2024. So I'm looking forward to, you know me, guys, goodbyes.
That's right.
Just until next
time.
Where we can hear more about Stay the Night.
Oh, yes.
Support it again. Tell us when the official air date and where to catch it.
First weekend in March, 7:30 p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. That's going to be on ABC 45 here, but also on Hulu. So it doesn't matter where you are now. You don't have to just be in our viewing area.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's right.
Eyes of the world.
Ah,
so we
got to
be ready.
That's
we
right.
We
got to
be ready.
That's right. And with that said, no better way to bring the weekend edition of Community Focus to a close. Indeed, no goodbyes. Just until next time, everybody stay safe. Please stay warm, too. This weather has just been so cold.
Yes.
This is Renee Vaughn, and from the cast of Stay the Night, we thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Everybody take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.